BBC News with Marion Marshall. Spanish police say they've identified the driver of the van that mowed down crowds walking along Barcelona's main tourist street last Thursday, killing 13 people. They haven't named him, but he's understood to be Younes Abu Yaqub, a 22-year-old born in Morocco. Police say he may have fled the country. A South African court has given permission for an online auction of rhino horns, despite a global trade ban. The authorities had tried to stop the three-day auction. There's a great demand for rhino horns in Vietnam and China, where they're used in traditional medicines. The South African government has confirmed that it granted diplomatic immunity to Zimbabwe's First Lady, Grace Mugabe, enabling her to return home despite being accused of assaulting a model in Johannesburg. The government said it was imperative to maintain good relations with Zimbabwe. The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, has stepped up her criticism of the Turkish president after Turkey used an international arrest warrant to detain a German-Turkish writer who's a critic of President Erdogan. Mrs. Merkel said Doğan Akhanli's case was one of many instances of Turkey unacceptably pursuing German citizens. Germany's Football Federation has backed down from a threat to introduce heavy punishments for clubs whose fans misbehave after protests at Saturday's matches. The federation's president ruled out games in empty stadiums. Saudi Arabia's state airline has complained of not yet receiving permission to fly its planes to Qatar to pick up people wanting to attend the Hajj pilgrimage in Mecca. The two countries have been locked in a diplomatic row for months. One of the greats of American comedy, Jerry Lewis, has died aged 91. He came to fame playing the funny guy to Dean Martin's Straight Man in the late 1940s. After an acrimonious breakup, Jerry Lewis had a successful career as a singer, actor, and director. BBC News.